Now it's time for Dr. Joe's Conspiracy Countdown of the Week.
Okay, now we have Joe on the line. How are you doing today, Joe?
Great. Great to be with you.
Wow. So what's new in the world of conspiracy?
Well, before I get to the top three list for the week, I do want to let you and your viewers know about something that's happening in the world of conspiracy theory that's an offshoot of the politics of conspiracy theory. So right now we have the government and the tech companies coming down on conspiracy theories. I mean, YouTube is trying to ban conspiracy theory videos. Facebook and Twitter are looking into algorithms to remove them from their sites. And there are countries in the EU that are forcing the big social media companies to keep these things off or else face big fines. So who do you think would be the big winner of this if the social media companies get rid of all their conspiracy theory content? Where do you think it might go?
Well, Alex Jones.
Well, the answer is even better, Pornhub. And what's being reported right now is that the major porn sites are going to pick up all the content that's being banned from the mainstream social media sites. So anything having to do with conspiracy theories, gun videos, and anything like that are going to get moved over to the big porn houses.
Oh, well.
So you get everything in one spot. You can get the porn, you can get the gun videos, the conspiracy videos, and a little bit of Bitcoin thrown in, and it's all right there.
Well, you, all in one. That's great.
So now you don't have to go to different places for each different thing that you want.
That's great, great. And I can order my supplies right on Amazon. Okay. Now, up to the top three now.
Okay, so top three, and this is actually my favorite one in a long time, because this goes against almost everything we've talked about in the last few countdowns. But number three for the week, and this is reported in the mainstream news, and I think the New York Times picked up on this, is that Trump is a secret genius who's been acting a fool in order to distract us from his genius machinations.
Okay.
So that's our number three for the week. Every time we think that he's a fumbling boob, that he doesn't know what he's doing, that he's inexperienced or just trying things out and seeing what happens, he's actually cold and calculated, and he's pulling strings in a way that he knows exactly what's going to happen.
So when are we going to find out?
Well, probably not till he leaves office and then tells us the truth or writes the memoir for $1 billion. But for now, I guess we can only guess.
Okay, I guess we'll have to wait. That's terrible. I didn't want to wait.
All right, number two. So this is actually true, but the implications could be conspiracy theory, even though Homeland Security denies it. So Homeland Security is developing a database of journalists and media news coverage. And part of this is driven by fears of Russian meddling in U.S. elections. But some people believe that this is an intrusive way for the government to start tracking journalists and what they publish and potentially to chill what they write about the government. When confronted with this, Homeland Security said that that's just, quote, black helicopter conspiracy theory stuff.
Ooh. Ooh.
Which means it's absolutely true.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe we're on there then.
Well, I mean, they are. They said they're going to start keeping track of everyone. Supposedly they haven't done it yet, and they have contracts out to different companies to set this up for them so they can start tracking all this. But apparently they want a score for every journalist or news outlet to track the tone of coverage.
Uh-oh.
We better only say nice things about the government from now on.
Yeah, vote. It's all good to come with us. No.
Yeah, don't say anything Russian either. That'll really get us in trouble.
Uh-oh. Yeah, no, no. We have to just get rid of all that stuff.
But this is the sort of problem you get when you have both sides coming together on an issue. You have, you know, you have fears of these tech companies sharing private information. And you also have fears that the Russians meddled in the election, and you combine all this stuff, and you get this movement of the government sort of intruding into what the media is supposed to be doing, and you get the government sort of shutting down websites like they did with Backpage.
Yeah. Uh-oh. So who's next?
I don't know, but Backpage is gone. There goes my weekend, so...
Yeah, now what are you going to do?
I don't know. All right, so number one, and this has become very big, and why this year, I can only guess, but we did pass the anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King in April 1968. He was killed in Memphis. But conspiracy theories about his death have lingered for decades now, and they became big in the past couple of weeks with several people, including Sean Hannity, talking about them. The murderer, or the convicted murderer, James Earl Ray, has claimed that he didn't do it and that there was a larger conspiracy either behind him or instead of him. And even some members of the King family have hinted that might be true. Now, of course, we know that the FBI, was monitoring King and may have wanted to conspire against him. Whether they took part in the assassination is a different matter, but it's something that Congress did investigate in the late 70s.
Yeah, it seems to just be ongoing now, I think we're just in the mindset of conspiracy. People find one or two things that they can't explain, so therefore there must be something behind it. And they go by their feelings and create a scenario. That's my thought. But
well, that's right. And that's the narrative right now, is everything is conspiracy theory or conspiracy. And it's very easy when that narrative gets big to interpret everything that happens through that lens. So an anniversary of an assassination, well, aha, that fits the conspiracy narrative perfectly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Even when it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know when it's going to come around where we're going to see people going back to just looking at evidence and not creating scenarios from feelings.
Well, hopefully not till after I'm rich from it.
Oh. It's your conspiracy. That's what it is. Yeah. Well, Joe, another good week. We'll see you again next week.
Thanks. See you next week.